Paul Puopolo will be right amongst it. The Hawthorn star forward joins us. G'day, Paul. How are you going?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
How was your bye weekend? What did you get up to?
It was Father's Day yesterday, so I spent some time with Dad. So, it was just good to have a little bit of a wind down and, you know, get ready for a big hit out in finals.
Does it feel good to rest the body for that week, Paul?
I guess for some players, I guess everyone will be a little bit different. But if you get a couple of hard knocks during the year, this time that you have a bit of a break will be good for a freshen up, and you can go full tilt in the finals.
Well, specifically, Ben McAvoy, he may return, and defender Ben Stratton also may return. Would they have been able to play at the weekend? So has it been an advantage for those two players?
Well, I guess for some, they just have those little niggles. Yeah, it's going to be, they might have played at 90%, but now they could be 100%. So I guess it did work out for some, but other people would like to play every week in and week out because, you know, sometimes you miss a game or two that you feel like you running yourself out a little bit of form, but everyone's different.
The win against the Magpies in the final round, it got you a top four spot, but I'm sure the coach left you with no uncertainty whatsoever about how much improvement you need to make to try to get to that fourth consecutive premiership.
Definitely. And the personnel we got on our side at the moment, it's a little bit different. We are missing a few players, so to have that mix of senior and young kids is pretty crucial come finals, because the young guys are good to have in the team because they bring that excitement and energy. You know, that little bit of nerve they still have, that it makes you keep yourself on your toes. And I guess for us, the mixture is going to be very important come finals too with matchups.
Can I ask you, talk about that level of nerves. You played so many finals and so many big finals now. Do you still get nervous before big games?
It's hard to say, yeah. I think you definitely, granted, you still have that nerves. And I think prelim too, but for us, we got a second opportunity, so you don't have that real nerve like, oh, no, if we don't win, it's all over, because we went through that last year. But we have to, you know, we've got that extra game to go again. And for us, I think I still get a little bit of nerves, but it's more closer to when they get to the real big games.
Do you genuinely feel like this final series you're the hunters and not the hunted?
No, I guess we did finish on top of the ladder, so at this point we're hunting everyone else because we want to finish top. So I don't think it in that way. But I definitely think there's some sides out there that are playing really strong footy heading into finals, and we're not playing at our best, but we'd definitely be hunting a few, I reckon.
All year there's been talk about the Hawthorn and the Four Pete and all that sort of stuff, and the club itself hasn't spoken about that. But now that you are genuinely in the finals race now, and it's a race for the flag, how are you talking about that internally at Hawthorn?
I think we look at it as the year. I don't think we look at it as a total of premierships or winning. It's more about the year. We want to put ourselves in the top four, and we got that. And now, obviously, we're playing finals. We want to win the grand final. So whatever comes of that. We don't really talk about winning four. We just talk about this year and finishing off the year well. So for us now is winning another flag.
The young guys that have come into the team, though, they've had to learn quickly on the job, haven't they? And that's the great thing about Hawthorn over the journey, is that integration between Box Hill and the senior side. They know the game plan and they seem to be able to fit in pretty quickly. A guy like James Sicily, who you've played around in that forward line, is an example.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I said before, that when they get these young kids come in, they're just full of excitement and energy. And I guess they make you realise, especially for the older guys there, that they bring that energy and excitement of playing AFL footy. So sometimes you can take it for granted when you go in, week out, until it's taken away from you, that you realise how much you love it. So when those young kids come in, they show how much they love footy and want to be a part of it. And it makes you be grateful for being a part of this side and part of the team.
Are Stratton and McAvoy, are they definitely going to play this week?
They've been training, so I guess they'll be putting their hand up, a solid week of training track, and they'll be putting their hand up for selection.
Have they been doing everything, or are they still doing modified training?
Oh, Ben Stratton, he was out and about all weekend. He's been working really hard. So I think those guys will both be putting their hands up. So for me, I reckon they'll be playing.
The Cats, you've played so many big games against them. Surely there's a special edge when you see them drawn against you in a big game like this.
We always have the excitement of playing Geelong. But for us, we're just, you know, they're in a way of winning a flag, so we definitely want to be knocking them off. So for us to play against Geelong, we're playing in Melbourne, so I think you get much better than that. For us, for a first final and good preparation for the rest of the games coming.
It is. It's a great way to kick things off for the September action. Good on you, Paul. Always good to chat, and good luck this coming September campaign.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.